It's the voice of DJ Scream, broadcasting live from First Class Sounds. Big Bank is here. It's time for episode 2 of Big Facts. It's 2020. Happy New Year, Big Bank. How you feeling, my brother? How
man,
you feeling?
I feel overblessed, man. I feel the same, man. How you feeling, Doc?
Everything is wonderful, man. I'm looking forward to big things this year, this decade. You know what I'm saying? We're in a whole new decade, so that means a whole new bags of money.
Bro, you said it right, bro. Niggas looking for the bag. It's the time. If you ain't never got you no money, you gonna get you something this year.
Now it's time to get some. We gotta start off obviously, man. You went to Africa, the motherland. You returned to your roots, man. Tell us about your trip to the motherland, Nigeria. We saw fans jumping on stage trying to do something to Pluto and talk
that
to us, man.
Crazy, man. The Africa, what it was, Lagos, Nigeria.
Yep.
I met a cool cat down there, here artist, one of Future partners, WizKid. Mm-hmm. That nigga cool as fuck,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You heard of WizKid?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, WizKid's hard. Yeah. Like, this is my first time seeing him and meeting him and shit, but like riding through that shit, man, that shit look like death.
Wow.
Like kids playing on dirty clothes and trash, like it's like a trash field all through that shit, man.
Oh, wow.
I didn't see nothing beautiful about that shit.
They didn't take y'all to get a chance to go to the beaches, because DeVito was talking about how he took Lil Baby to the beaches in a jet ski, so that must be the other side, and y'all ain't get to make it over there.
Bruh.
You ain't seen none of that.
I ain't seen nothing but some ghettos and stinking shit. Like, you can see clouds over the project when you ride by. Like, you can smell the motherfucker, because we had the window down. These niggas in the middle of the street, like, just selling anything, like, it's something like I've never seen before, bro. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And I've seen a bunch of I done been po as fuck.
Yeah.
But not that po.
These countries be different, man. Like, we say we ain't having or come from nothing. But some of them come from, like, they got to really get it. But then again, it's some people up. The people that's up over there is a whole different type of up.
Yeah, it's either you extremely poor or extremely rich.
No in between.
Yeah, ain't no in between, but I take my hats off for the people who out there still hustling, because that's all they know. Like, that's why they probably look at us over here like, man, y'all really soft skinned. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because them folks out there in the mud, man, shoes off and shit, getting money, doing what they got to do. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, that shit different, Scream. I'm telling you.
Yep, that's what it
like,
is.
Like, bro, that shit, like, the first time, when we first got there, I was on some, yeah, you know what I'm saying, joyful spirit. Motherland, you know what I'm saying? We over here, nigga, Lagos, Nigeria. Mm. When I started getting to the hotel and riding through that shit,
yeah,
and just hearing people problems and hearing shit that people go through, they never seen $100 U.S. bill. Period. You know what I'm saying?
It's prestigious
shit like
over there, dog. That's prestigious.
Like, man, I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
But nah. But all in all, it was a good experience because I never seen it before. But I ain't in no rush to go back over there. Let's hit by the bat.
Yeah, for sure.
But I got much respect to all the people who came from Nigeria, fucked around and got over here to America and doing their thing. I know if you from a Nigeria and you in America, this shit is 10 times slower than over there where they at. Because everybody got to, you know what I'm saying? Everybody got to get theirs over there. You know what I'm saying? I seen kids out there selling, niggas selling jumper cables, niggas in the middle of the street selling anything, like.
Hustling.
Broke down.
Not even hustling, surviving.
Nigga ready to sell you half a Twinkie, bro. Half a Twix.
Half a Twinkie.
Got the Nihilators out the pack. Broke down. Like, this shit broke down over there.
Shouts to the motherland. Shouts to Africa, man. So it's 2020, bro. It's a new decade. It's a new year. We're hearing a lot of people, everybody on their Instagram, their social media, knew this, knew that. But we got to start off by saying, let the old shit go.
Man,
a lot of these
to.
People holding on to shit from a long time ago that ain't about nothing, causing a bunch of confusion. If it ain't about nothing, let it go.
Oh, yeah. If it could be, man, that's my motto. If you could diffuse that shit, if you, like, most of the time, bro, when niggas have problems, they can't even tell you how that shit started.
Yeah.
That's the crazy part about it, like. That's when we get these guests on it. When we get these guests on this show, we're gonna ask these niggas, like, off air or on air, bro, how did it start?
How did it start?
All right, then when you break it down to how did it start, is that worth killing somebody about?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. Niggas ready to kill each other and keep a grudge or do all this shit about some shit that they don't even know how it started.
Yeah,
That don't make no sense to me.
Nah, it don't make no sense at all. I've even asked somebody before, you know, rappers, we deal with rappers, and it's like, why you don't like bro? Because fuck that nigga. That's not a reason.
Huh?
Because why you don't like bro? Man, because fuck that nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Nigga got no reason. Because fuck that nigga.
Fuck that nigga.
Why? Why is it fuck that nigga? Nah, that's what niggas supposed to say.
They don't know, bro. That nigga just be on some bullshit. They can never identify the real issue. So let that shit go, man. If it ain't about nothing,
hurry
clearly
up and let
situations.
It go. Hurry up and let that shit go, man. Shit ain't about no paper. Yeah. That shit gonna put a nigga in a position to where a nigga wish he woulda let it go for
right.
real.
You gonna be able to sit down and think about
cause
this.
Cause if
shit.
You win, you ultimately lose. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Cause everybody know everybody being there. Everybody know y'all doing all this shit on Instagram and shit. That shit gonna leak out to the people. Niggas gonna go to jail, or niggas might not go to jail, but you still gotta deal with it. So just let that shit go, man. That shit ain't about no paper. Fuck it, man.
Hey, this podcast right here, man, we gotta let people know is about exposing the truth, bringing the truth to the forefront. We are not here. When we start to do these interviews, which is gonna be soon, we wish we could tell y'all about these interviews, but y'all just gonna have to tap in, subscribe. You know what it is. Big
show.
Big Facts Pod. But
sure.
We not here to get people jammed up and ask a bunch of bullshit. We are here for
What you just say, Shereen?
We not here to get people jammed up and
jammed
ask,
up. What
jammed,
you mean jammed?
Like, okay, is people leaving podcasts or leaving interviews and ending up in court?
Oh, yeah. Oh, so they be able to talk about their real business and
right. Now, I don't told people before as an interviewer, slow down, bro. Just slow down real quick. You know, you might get the feeling that
they
it's
went
cool.
to a police cast, man, not a
podcast. Police cast. New
nah,
term.
We don't want to talk about your court cases and shit. You know what I'm saying? Unless you know you got them beat.
Right. If you
got
them beat.
We don't want to talk about your ex drug adventure. We don't want to hear that shit.
Right, exactly. Do that on your own time on your records. We're not here to get you jammed.
We're not here to get
if
you jammed.
If anything, we want to give you something to take to the judge to get you loose.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Tell the folks what you're really doing. So these niggas actually getting these niggas locked up?
Man, they telling it all.
Who show they leaving getting locked up? Straight?
Hey, man. Who show they leaving, man? All of them, damn it.
All of them. Niggas getting niggas locked up. Vlad probably want them to get a nigga head locked up.
Hey, man, Vlad be asking some shit, but this is the thing. And Vlad will probably hear this. If he ask it, he asking it. That's what he choose to do. Now you got to be intelligent enough to answer or not answer it. Let's take one. Let's take one particular situation. If you remember the Pee Wee Longway, he gonna laugh it off. I'm not answering that. You know what I'm saying? It's an interview. You ain't got to answer it.
Yeah. Even on Big Facts, man, you can plead the fifth. You can plead the fifth, man.
You got to tell the truth or plead the fifth. You just can't lie.
Thank you.
That's what it is. So.
So man, you know what I'm saying? We ain't gonna do like Vlad and all the rest of them, man, get no nigga incriminated. You know what I'm saying? Shit they gonna play in court. We just want niggas truth. We want your truth. You know what I'm saying? How you really feel? How is you really when you not in front of the cameras, in front of the mic? Nigga, how do you live? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? What's your real message? Not your rap message. Mm-hmm. What you want to tell the people? What you tell your kids? You know what I'm saying? Mm. That's what I want to know. What you tell your brother and them? You know what I'm saying? Because you ain't telling your brother to go goddamn even you know what I'm saying? I promote artists and shit that rap about, you know what I'm saying, sliding, shooting, and all that shit. It come with the music, but you got to be able to determine which is which. So this is what we want to do. We want to know about the person. Mm. I think. What you think?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, we want to know about the person, like really. Really on some one-on-one shit, like what niggas ain't doing, like, what's up with you, bro? How you feel? Is you happy for real? Mm. We see you got your jewelry. We see you got, you know what I'm saying? Is you happy for real? Or is this a facade? Take your facade off when you come in here.
Because there's a lot of people that's probably having this or having that, and they might not be happy.
Nah, I know a lot of people is not happy because niggas don't, it ain't no rule book come with this shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm. You come from a lot of niggas come from the real gutter. You know what I'm saying? A lot of niggas come from nothing. So to have 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 million dollars coming from nothing, that shit didn't come with no rule book. That shit didn't tell you, you know what I'm saying, that your mama might sue you. Your brother might trying to goddamn get a sex tape on you, film you with a bitch or something.
Damn.
That shit don't come, you know what I'm saying? Shit don't come with that.
Damn.
and you might have family members that store you, like. So really, like, basically what I'm saying is we need to make sure these niggas okay.
Yeah, that's real.
Do you need some help, bro? Is you okay? You know what I'm saying? Like, real shit. Like, because niggas don't talk about that part. Niggas will come talk about shit that we see. What about the shit we don't know about?
Imagine leaving the hood, though, and not having, and then maybe overnight having, and then it's all on you. So it's like now you got 100 people.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
You see what I'm saying?
That's what I'm trying to tell you. That should have run a nigga crazy, bro.
It has to.
That should have run a nigga
it
crazy.
It might be more stressful than when you didn't have.
You can't say no. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of niggas, I seen a lot of niggas coming up. I used to be like, man, that nigga sucker. He left his crew. Woo, 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 woo. But you don't know what was on that man's mental. Mm. You know what I'm saying? He probably couldn't handle being a boss. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Or being the head. He probably couldn't handle that.
Everybody ain't built for it.
Yeah, everybody ain't built for it. So I'm going to go get in the comfort zone where I can at least keep my sanity. That's the main thing about it, is keeping your sanity. Because a lot of people don't know how to say no. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't know how to say no, and you'll yes all your money away, and you're going to go crazy either way. So, shit, how you doing?
And the people you gave all your money to won't be there.
Yeah, they're going to show you. You know what I'm saying? Very few people get a second time around to be like, okay, I had that money. Y'all said fuck me. I went broke, and I get a chance to come back around. Now I got a different attitude. That's rare.
It's rare. Almost non-existent.
Yeah, almost non-existent, for real. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. You got to catch on when you can catch on, man.
Yep. Now the baby, man, you know, he did a big concert in Charlotte. He was arrested after the concert, all right? Now he told everybody that he was unlawfully arrested. He got it all on tape, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And basically kind of, I ain't gonna say threatened the police, but kind of bucking on the police. And today we learned he was arrested again in Miami. We don't know the severity of it yet, but they put him in the cuffs. So what's your thoughts on the baby? And do you think that now that he's been arrested once, twice, do you think they're going to target him maybe as he's moving around? What's your thoughts on that?
The baby, like, again, that's new money. You know what I'm saying? He's still thinking like, you know what I'm saying, street nigga. Mm-hmm. You know, even though they probably targeting and fucking with him because he done dropped shit down in Charlotte, you know what I'm saying? He got away. They probably know him from being, you know what I'm saying, whatever his name is down there.
Right.
And been running from the police, done got away, little shit, probably got investigations and shit. Mm. So you know in your own city the police going to hate you regardless. Mm. But shit, he having his new money, that shit give you a new attitude like, man, fuck them crackers. I ain't got them, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
That shit can hurt.
Yeah.
Best thing to do is just stay the fuck out down now, you know what I'm saying? Mm. He get to Florida.
He went all the way to, yeah, exactly, Miami. And
but shit.
He just got the big co-sign from Diddy. Diddy said he the hottest in the game. He seemed like he just trying to enjoy his new year. And
that
like
shit,
I said,
that shit come with the territory, really, though. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, he seemed like, I like the baby, though. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He seemed like he from the streets. He seemed like he keep it real with whoever's around him or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But. Mm. You know, that money is a different animal. That fame is a different beast, bro. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So he looking at it like, man, what the fuck y'all fucking with me for? Mm-hmm. Y'all don't know who I am? You know what I'm saying? Leave me the fuck alone. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So as soon as they go to grabbing on you, touching on you, you rich now. You not used to nobody grabbing on your clothes. Mm. You get what I'm saying? See, I done been on both sides of the field, so I can really give an example for him, you know what I'm saying, excuse for him. Mm-hmm. It's like, nigga, don't no nigga touch me like y'all doing. I don't give a fuck about no police shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That shit can hurt you, though, in this world, because niggas will start knowing that you that type, they'll try you everywhere you go. You feel me? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. All right, so we talked a little bit about drugs. That was one of the Big Bank quotables. We're working on the Big Bank book of quotables. You said that they doing the wrong drugs or
they
fake drugs.
They gotta be.
All right, on the first, Nick Gordon, who was Bobby Christina's boyfriend at one point, and Bobby Christina's Whitney Houston's daughter. Okay, Whitney Houston overdose, Bobby Christina overdose. They said Nick Gordon kind of might have influenced her or fed her the drugs to overdose, Bobby Christina. And now Nick Gordon, they're saying overdose on the first.
You talking about the dude that's supposed to be like her brother or some shit, and she...
Was it his brother or her boyfriend?
They supposed to be like a brother-boyfriend type weird
brother
shit.
Brother-boyfriend?
Nah, real shit. Like, God bless the dead, but they supposed to be like some weird, like, So, brother, boyfriend, okay, girlfriend, so shit.
They was close. Let's just say they was close.
But that shit probably fucked them up, man.
They was close.
I think Shadon, see, he out there. He was out there. We was in L.A. or something, right?
I have no idea. That blindsided me. He passed away. What's the artist's name that passed away? It's a rapper from Minnesota that they say rock with Kalani. You know what I'm talking about?
Lexi.
Is her name Lexi? She passed away too. Did they say why or how?
Man, them drugs is a terrible thing, man. Goddamn, what dude name? Nick. What you say his name
Nick
was?
Nick Gordon.
Nick Gordon, man. Shit. That boy was smoking that crack, probably. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He probably smoking, doing all the heroin. Cause you gotta think, depression is real too. Mm-hmm. Everywhere you go, they saying you the nigga killed Bobby Brown's daughter. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that nigga probably never stop taking drugs.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Like, probably can't come down and deal with itself. So yeah. it may have did him a favor.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Everybody's situation be different, man.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah. God bless the dead, man.
Nah, God, for sure that.
God bless the dead, man. All right, so moving on. All right. 2020. Outside of your own, right? We know you got some coming up on the Big Bank, Duct Tape. We saw you put up the logo too. The Duct Tape. Are you rebranding a little bit? Duct Tape 2020. What's the
name? You know
the rip up. What up, Rip?
You know, due to what's up, Rip? What's up, my brother? Due to the respect of my brothers who started Duct Tape with me,
yeah,
with the original logo,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And in the streets, niggas who put in blood, sweat, and tears for that logo. Mm. That logo is gonna be organic for the fam. Like if they wanna drop some
right
up under that, that's what it is. Mm-hmm. The new logo is look like a younger logo for the young guys. You know what I'm saying? My son, he doing music now. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's like rebranding, but the value comes from the original logo.
Right.
Basically.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this is what we standing on. Like, if you look at the logo, it's still got the Duct Tape, the original logo, on the hoodie or the jacket. Mm. So it's just like some 2020 shit. Let these young niggas, let their ideas matter now. You know what I'm saying?
And it's Lil Wayne, and who else who should we be on the lookout for?
Man, it's a whole gang of niggas. I can't put them right there. Just look out for the whole 800 block. You know what I'm saying? The whole goddamn Duct Tape Mafia, man. Just be looking for, cause I forget a nigga. These niggas be cussing me out, man.
You ain't shout me out on the podcast, bro.
Yeah, I can't goddamn say that shit, man. Everybody, but the whole city going up, man. My whole hood going up. Even niggas that ain't signed to me, you know what I'm saying? The whole Edgewood, the whole Zone 6, man. Everybody working, man. You gonna hear about a lot of folks coming out that 6 this year.
Who one of your top just picks in general, even if it's outside your hood? And your people, who you think gonna really kill it in 2020?
I like, he not from Atlanta though, but I like who I think gonna kill it. Like
the baby, kill it.
That boy got them, P and them got, what his name?
Bankroll Freddy.
I fuck with Freddy too. The boy got them, Crunk ain't dead. Deuce. Man, that nigga finna go up.
Deuce on fire now.
Man, that nigga make me want to go to the club and Crunk ain't dead, Crunk ain't dead. That shit going crazy. He going crazy.
Yeah.
He going crazy, like, because it's new. Like, it ain't talking about the same old shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, he ain't talking about, man, that shit finna go up. Mm-hmm. If they do that shit, market that shit right, which I know they is, like, goddamn, how the baby did make them video, how he do that video, they woke him up and shit. Mm-hmm. You seen the shit?
Yeah, man, that shit
going up. I fuck with it. Yeah. To my opinion, I think he gonna go up because he having fun with it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But on the street level, it's a lot of niggas finna go up on the street level, though. Yeah. But like, the next star, I think Big Boy gonna be the next star. Mm. Me, personally.
Okay. Big Bank Movies, man. What's up, man? When the next movie? Let us know. We saw a little picture now.
That was something else. That was something crazy right there. I think that shit's supposed to come out tomorrow, too.
I think it's next week now.
Oh, it is?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I get my little info.
Oh, I'm off. I'm off balance. They push it back. How many days?
I think it's just next week. think it's just next week. You know, everybody got the holiday hangover and all that shit.
Yeah,
so
they trying to let everybody come back in the offices and shit, man. But what you just said, Screen?
Movies. They want. I'm telling you because everybody asking me. They want to see Big Bang and more movies.
Bro, like I told you about the podcast, and you made that happen.
Make it happen.
I'm an agent.
I'm the agent.
Who won't Bank? And Bank ready to goddamn put on his acting shoe.
Okay. Say less.
Shit. You gonna get in one with me?
I can't wait.
I see we got that. We
did the Zaytoven. Yeah. We already broke it in.
Zaytoven done broke us in, bro.
You need to do another one, man.
Man, I don't know what they waiting on. I told them, nigga, supposed to let me come back alive in part two.
Oh,
man.
Wow. You coming back alive? You doing the 50 Cent and Power?
Yeah,
King?
Man. They supposed to let me come back alive and goddamn Birds of a Feather, man. Yeah, man.
They ain't showing
down, right.
They ain't showing nigga leaking.
That's crazy, man. That's crazy, man. All right, so a couple little questions from the internet, man. A lot of artists been hitting us up already. We want to get on Big Facts. Y'all stay patient, you know what I'm saying? But a couple young people is asking, what should they do first if they trying to get it as a rapper? Should they focus on the internet or the streets? What you think is more important right now?
Shit, the streets on the internet now.
The streets is on the internet.
Straight up.
So is it important to be able to go hand to hand,
hell
shake
nah,
hands.
Not till they goddamn paying you or till they calling for you. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Because if you ain't making it on the internet, you ain't gonna make it nowhere. Because the streets don't even dictate no more.
But you got
niggas ain't going in. Niggas ain't going in DJ booth telling DJ to play no songs no more.
Yeah. Unless it's day shit, right? I got
like you know what I'm saying. Like niggas used to call me out there and request like, "Hey, bro, Screen, play that goddamn." Itchy, man, play the itchy. You know what I'm saying? Nigga be fuck with you all night to play.
Now, you think in Atlanta that's all because, solely because of the transition to the internet? Or do you think it's because, again, he going to say, gentrified? We learned what that was last interview.
Gentrification.
Yeah. Now we got it together. They tore down all the hoods. Like, it used to be all the hoods go to Pool Palace Crucial on the west side. Turn whoever popping in the hood up. You know what I'm saying? It used to be, if he was over there on Glenwood, it might go to, it changed names so many times, Club Chocolate, the Barrage,
Libra and all that
Libra,
shit.
Libra,
yeah.
Everything, right? But are there any hoods anymore?
Hell yeah, some hood,
hoods,
but
hoods, but I'm saying, is it any massive barn homes?
Nah, man, that shit over with. Shit, Four Seasons still standing. Mm. There's a couple spots, you know what I'm saying? But everybody spread it out, bro. Niggas is... Nigga, man, too much bullshit going on out here.
We talking Atlanta talk right now for y'all just listening. Shouts to Dallas.
Shouts out to everybody else, but we speaking on the city.
Yeah.
But shit, this shit going on in every city. Clubs. Everywhere I go.
Remember you used to get, they shut down the Palace. LaCour, shouts to Kid.
Yeah, LaCour. Yeah, LaCour. Yeah, Crucial. Crucial.
Is that Central Station, though, or is it a building? That mean it ain't Central Station. Remember they tried to open up the bounce back? This ain't the bounce.
I ain't been yet.
Look,
I ain't been yet. I'm going to go check it out. Who spotted it in, though?
Lil' Joe.
Phil what?
Okay. Salute.
Oh, well, yeah, those some real Atlanta niggas. So
yeah,
you know so how
they,
I go there.
They can do it.
They'll fuck around and make it do what it do.
All right, cool.
Free Todd Strong.
The Palace.
That's
the
same spot.
Yeah, they just done turned that now to the Central Station.
You got Crucial.
That's the new Central Station?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's like, get what? We all of old niggas in here talking about the shit we used to do. We were young.
What
soon
you
they turn that shit to Hood Club, ain't going.
Your son doing music. What's the ground? Like, what you tell him to do to go out there?
Oh, no, you just got to get yourself hot, man. Like, you got to be talking about
should
you.
Should he be going to the club to get hot or posting on the gram all day?
They going
to
post
out.
You.
I got you.
When you hot, you going to be on niggas' Insta story all day.
I got you.
You know what I'm saying? Like, when you hot, you going to know you hot, man. You can goddamn go to the club 1,700 times a week, man. Don't nobody post you or your shit ain't going up, bro. That shit ain't doing nothing. Mm. Give up. Mm. I'm putting you down.
Yeah.
Cause you can put out goddamn 200 mixtape, 1,600 video.
Yeah.
That shit ain't finna do shit if it ain't, if they, if the people ain't pushing it. Like, the new streets is the internet. That's why the beef starts at.
Starts on the internet.
You know what I'm saying? These niggas damn near killing each other with the keyboard till they see each other. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, the emojis, that's the streets. That, you know?
Yeah.
That shit got them kind of, that shit is kind of upsetting, man. Like, the seeing that shit.
The police probably looking at the gram and the internet more than they patrolling.
Exactly,
get
bro.
Get more information from that than they will patrolling sometimes.
Man, listen. They picking niggas up from them Instagrams, bro.
Another question on the Twitter. Young nigga questions. Hey, Screen, how you and Bae? How y'all do that marriage shit, man?
Hey, man, shit. Nigga, I better choose one, choose some.
Choose some and sit
nigga
down, right?
Choose you some and sit down, man. Hey, man, but I ain't, my shit ain't been all peachy cream. I've been married. I've been with my bitch 26. Well, I've been with my wife.
Your wife.
26 years.
Yes. Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You know, but sometimes she a bitch. She out there in the car now. Scrap.
There you
but
go.
Yeah, that my dog. But she got now 26 years of, I guess I just caught a good one. I can't say it, because you know what I'm saying? Because I did everything a nigga can do to a female.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying? Because we grew up together. Mm. I met when I was 16. Mm. So, shit, you know damn well I'm finna goddamn want to do other shit, do all kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? She just stayed locked in with a nigga, and we figured it out, I guess.
What point you hit when you was like, it's time to just get off the bullshit? With her, at least.
I'm still waiting on I just bullshit.
That's funny.
No, I'll get married again in 2021, man.
Okay.
So, shit, you know what I mean? Bitch so solid, you got to marry her twice, man. Mm. No cap.
Mm. So y'all give it up for big bank, man.
So, I'm a goddamn.
I'm going to be there in my
nah,
finest.
Nah, for sure. We're going to do that shit. We ain't even going to do it on no club shit. What's the name shit? We're going to all white in a club. We'll walk down the aisle. We finna party. We're not finna do no traditional shit. You know what I'm saying? First time I went to the courthouse. This is going to be my 20th anniversary married on September 28th, 01. So we got there. We're going to, 21.
2021.
Yeah, 2021.
Yeah, it's confusing.
So when it's time, I want the whole city out there. We're just going to put on. You know what I'm saying? She deserved it. Mm-hmm. You feel me? I ain't tripping on that shit, man. And I'm gonna do right. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You know how a nigga, I done did hood nigga right. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna keep it real.
What's hood nigga right now? Break it down.
Hood nigga right as well. You know what I'm saying? I never let a bitch or a nigga come before her. Mm. No matter if it seemed like I did or whatever, but when it all boiled down to it, and it all get down to the nitty gritty. Hey, man. Mm. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. Mm. We going to go home and figure out what we got going on later. But you know what I'm saying? So it's like the loyalty was just always airtight. You feel what I'm saying? Mm. Then I made all kind of fuck ups. And you know what I'm saying? Then she was young too at the time. So it's like she not letting me see the faults without her saying it. You get what I'm saying? So if a woman always telling you, y'all together, right? And she always telling you like, oh, motherfucker, bringing up that old shit. All right, bitch, you not over that, so I'm finna do some more shit. All this shit finna be the same. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, all this shit finna damn near be the same, so I'm gonna keep arguing with you every day anyway. Mm. So until we start talking about that and talking about everything else, this shit gonna stay some bullshit. Mm. Like you said in the beginning of the show, man, niggas just gotta let shit go.
Let old shit go.
Let that old shit go. That shit, if you say you gonna move on, if you're not gonna move on, let it go. If you're gonna move on past it, let it go. If not, it's gonna always cause conflict. Mm.
Somebody in the hood ain't got no money. None. What's the move? What should they do? Get a job.
Like, what the fuck? Niggas don't forget about you can get a job.
Yeah, that ain't the cool thing to do,
man. Man, what's cool, they nigga? Where like the money? Hey, what they, man? This is a different time. Yeah. They don't even make this same obstacle that you had to go through to be a nigga like me. Mm. You get what I'm saying? I'm just being 100. Mm. Like, the shit we had to go through and do to be the people that we are, it's no longer there to go through. Mm.
That's real.
Real shit. So they gotta figure out what they gotta do for them. Like, nigga, the job might be the way.
So young nigga, just young nigga mentality. I'm gonna go to a job for 10 hours, make 80 a day.
What it is? How much it is?
Taxes about 50 a day. Right?
But get what? If you did, I got a nephew that just came home from doing 10 years. This nigga's a cold heart, put that pistol in a nigga mouth and take his pants off, nigga. Mm. Free Dante, you free now. Mm. I can't say that, so Dante free. We saying it back. Okay. My nephew is cold hearted as it go. Like, he ready to do whatever for that money, put that pistol on a nigga, shoot you, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Before he went in there. He did them 10 years, he out of jail. Goddamn, got him 2 jobs, got him an apartment now. He ain't even been out of here, got him an apartment, got him a female that she pregnant, they trying to move on. He not thinking about, because he done seen, like, I made the mistakes early, 17, I think when he went to jail, like 19 or some shit, 10 years or whatever, got out a man, you know what I'm saying? Mm. So the thing about it, niggas is just not being a man. You know, you waking up every day wishing upon a star, like, you waking up every day like, shit, today my day. Or like all the niggas who woke up on the 31st, mm-hmm. and said, this my year. This my year. How?
How? How you gonna get there?
How? Like, what you finna do? What you waking up in the morning doing different than you did in 2019? So how this your year? Cause you saying it?
And posting it and tweeting it?
Yeah, that shit don't mean nothing. You gotta act on this shit, bro. You gotta act on this shit. That's why I'm like, I'm through posting on the gram and all that shit. The gram is the devil. You know what I'm saying? Cause you could post some shit a certain kind of way and a nigga take it a certain kind of way. This podcast, the best thing we could ever did, cause niggas get to really speak on it and say what the fuck they wanna say. And if you feel some type of way, you can come up here and tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? We ain't kicking them but big facts, dog.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Whatever I say, I stand on it.
So get a job.
Get a,
I like
hurry
it.
Up and get a job, man. Like, guess what? See, y'all niggas not looking at like logic. Even when we was trapping, right? It still was a routine that we did. Okay, yeah. I'm gonna goddamn run to these cars. I might be spending $60. Like, I'm talking about the pole trapping. I might be spending $60 to make $100 back. Right, so that's $40 profit. Mm. Okay, if I can put up $25 a day. Eat $15 a day, $25 a day for 100 days, that's $2,500. Hold up, it sound petty, but it's not. Because guess what? When you selling that little $60, that $60 going to go up, you spending $120. Then you're going to start spending, then you're going to be putting up $100 a day. So if you're working a job right now, say if you're working a job, you bring home $1,000 every 2 weeks. All right, most of you cats still staying with bitches staying at home and shit, so... You put up you $200, $250 every week. That's $1,000 a month. End of the year, you're going to have what? $12,000. You file your taxes. That's another. That's a $20. You can start your business. You know what I'm saying? Like, in the mix of going in and work, you could be reading YouTube showing niggas how to do anything in the world they want to do.
Make money off of whatever you want to make it off of.
Yeah, 2 years, that $40,000. You niggas just don't want to grind.
Yeah.
Like, I'm finna stay down for 2 years. I'm gonna have me 40,000. I might have me 50. I ain't no telling what I'm gonna have because I'm focused.
But fast life and fast money, two people gotta know, come with obstacles. So.
You feel what I'm saying? Ain't no telling what I'm gonna have because I'm focused. Ain't no telling who gonna walk up on me like, this nigga is serious working this job. Mm-hmm. It's just like I said back to my nephew. Nigga, once I get the shit show off the ground or we get all the way off the ground, well, somebody came and gave us a big check or big facts, you got a job, son.
Whatever you
wanna do, whatever you, nigga, you come take my position.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? You come run this shit. I don't give a fuck. You feel what I'm saying? Because I see that you are dedicated to changing your life. That's all it takes is a motherfucker. Nigga can hit your phone all day and be like, bro, I'm ready. I'm ready. Bro, what do you did different to say you ready?
Right.
Or make me believe that you ready.
Actions.
Just because you saying it? You know what I'm saying? That go with my kids. You know, like, they could be like, man, I'm ready. That I'm ready to do this. Okay, all right. But Lil start actually going to the studio spending his money. Yeah, you ready. You know what I'm saying? You ain't just ready with my money. You ready. You feel what I'm saying? Like it's showing proof these days, man. Cause ain't nobody got no time to waste, man.
Hey, Big Facts Pod, make sure you follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and all that. We got some crazy interviews coming up, you know what I'm saying? Of course, you can hit us, too, and let us know who you want to see on Big Facts Pod, the podcast, you know what I'm saying? We're going to be kicking that off. And as we move into 2020, man, what's the most important thing? We already talked about letting shit go, letting old shit go. What's the most important thing you think everybody need to know right now?
Moving into 2020. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna let you take that one, then I'm going to elaborate on it.
Moving into 2020, outside of letting shit go, I think you kind of just said it, like, actions. Like, do it. The thing is, you're going to fuck up.
Yeah.
The quicker you fuck up, the quicker you can learn from that fuck up and then make it a better situation. That's how we kind of always move. Like, hey, let's just try it. You're going to fuck up.
Exactly, exactly, man. That's why I say, like, it's just like I was just telling my wife on the way over here. I was like, she just be like, you be all over the place. You be just trying to do everything. You trying to do everything. I'm like, listen, I'm not now one of them niggas. Go to the fan and get one shot for my $5. Mm. I'm going to the machine where them balls keep coming down and you got to keep shooting the motherfucker. Keep shooting, nigga. You shoot, nigga. They give you 10 shots. You make 5, you still get something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That one shot, I ain't one shot Charlie, man. I'm trying everything. Something going to stick.
Yeah, something going
to
stick.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm trying my best to not be in another nigga lane. Mm. Like, there's no reason for a nigga not to pull up on Big Facts. Mm. If you say you fuck with Bank. Mm. I don't give a damn how big you is. There's no reason for you not to pull up. Mm. I'm not in your lane.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You're not rapping.
I'm not a rapper. I'm not into nothing niggas into, so there's no reason. Even though I know my close partners, you know what I'm saying? That's damn near half of the game gonna pull up, but there's no reason for, if we reach out to Drake,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
Drake, if your ass in Atlanta, nigga, we need a damn interview. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Andre 3000, I'm talking about those guys.
Yes, we need
them. We wants to see those guys, man. You know what I'm saying?
There are some facts to be told, and they got some information that the people want to know and that we want to know as well.
Exactly, bro. Yep. Give it to us. Like, it's certain game that these guys can say. Like, look, this is what I do on Instagram, and I know – we just chopping the screen, you know what I'm saying? We're really trying to get there, get niggas to bite on this big fact shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But we're going to give them facts for real.
Yeah.
I be on my Instagram and shit, right? I might see a nigga post some shit like, people don't support me. That shit hurts me to my heart, bro. Mm. Like, bro, you taking the time to type this, and post what a person not doing for you instead of DM and scream. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna take my chance to keep going down my timeline DMing niggas to find the nigga that do fuck with me.
Yeah.
I'm not finna be wasting no energy on the motherfucker that don't fuck with me.
Yeah.
Like, you now that's another thing we gotta leave in 2019. Like, fuck who's supporting you, bro. If you supporting you and God supporting you, man, you gonna win.
That's your foundation.
You gonna win.
You gotta understand, like, I tell people, family members, friend, nobody owe you shit.
Man, ain't nobody up. Man, nobody guess what, man? I seen some more shit on Instagram. Cause I'm Instagram Sam. I be on that motherfucker. I got there seen a nigga say, I think it was Jay-Z or Puff, one of them niggas was like, you only get what you negotiate.
You don't get what you deserve.
You know what I'm saying? Nah, it's what you negotiate for real. Like, if me and Stream sit down and say, okay, all right, these folks say they want to give us $50 million. They just want to buy the goddamn Big Facts. Mm. And I'd be like, hell yeah, just whatever. And you bring me $10,000, how can I be mad? Nah, I'm supposed to be, but how can I be? Shit, he might feel like, nigga, you a $10,000 nigga. We need to negotiate.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? Nah, you only get what you negotiate,
you gotta,
man.
You got to negotiate it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, because you could be worth, in these folks' eyes, they could be looking at you worth $100 million. They just want to see, do you know you worth that?
I want to say something to, like, artists, producers, just our culture too, man. Talk about the money. Because people don't want to talk about the money. Like, people be running with each other, then the money come. And if it don't get divvied up the way you wanted to get, in your whole time in your head, you don't put your business together. I know, and he get his, I'm getting half. But the other person.
That's what I'm saying. Nigga ain't, bro. You doing it. Nigga thinking you doing some intern shit, dog.
Right, right.
If you ain't saying you want no dope.
Right. Talk about it.
You know what I'm saying? You got to say what it is, man.
What I'm saying in a lot of the cultures, they talk about it. Look, when the money comes. Me and you had that conversation.
Yes.
Day one.
Come on, man. We trying to eat.
Right.
Nee, that's how this shit came about. I told you, like, man, I want a check for a podcast.
Right, right, right.
Man, we figured out, man, we going to make us a check. All right, let's get it.
Yeah. But I'm saying talk about, don't be shy about the money.
Or the business.
Talk about the money.
Or the business.
What do you want? Because maybe they might say, okay. Or maybe they might say, I don't want to do this. So you can just go do something else. You see what I'm saying?
Facts.
Because everybody say, this person didn't do this or didn't keep it real, didn't do this, and I'd be like, did y'all even have a
exactly? How did he not keep it real? And you never told him. See, a lot of this shit go with growing up and knowing what business is instead of friendship.
Mm-hmm.
See, we look at shit coming from the hood, bro. We look at shit like this. Okay, this nigga know what he's supposed to did. You feel what I'm saying? That's just how niggas look at shit.
But it's in their head.
Bro, I used to look at shit the same way. Like, I shouldn't have to tell this nigga this to be a real nigga. You know what I'm saying? I used to look at this shit the same way. Like, I shouldn't, but it's, you can't look at it like that, though. Real?
you can't look at it like that, though.
Real? Because guess what? At the end of the day, niggas may feel like, shit, he didn't get his while we were doing what we were doing. You can't feel like that. You got to, that's why. Niggas be feeling like, okay, if I do this up front, niggas gonna be mad. Okay, I'd rather for you to be mad and going on than know the business. So if you come to me and you need something from, my ain't cutting you out, my bad street. You come to me and you need some advice or whatever, hey man, you know they pay niggas for this. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm gonna put you in touch with Scream, my new agent.
Right.
And let y'all figure out what's going on, man. Then we can get that done, what you talking about.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Anything else, all that friendly shit, niggas feel like you did it for a friendship favor. You can't blame yourself. You can't blame them folks for that.
You got your chain, man. You got your
that shit in 19, real. You know what I'm saying? Because I got niggas that could feel like, shit, you love me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I got family that feel like you love me. So if I called you and told you, let me borrow $1,000 to Friday, and Friday to get here, I'm calling about my money. You like, damn, you acting like that about that? You should have just said that you have the money.
Another thing,
you say that you borrow, I won't buy it back.
But think about this, though. On the other side of the people that's having it and not necessarily the people that's doing for them, sometimes they look at what they're doing. They might be feeding. They might be paying the rent. They might be buying clothes, Jordans, chains, and all that. It's all facts. I'm just trying to look at it.
Oh, yeah,
sometimes
yeah.
They feel like that's part of the tab.
Exactly.
So, but it hasn't been discussed, so you can't.
That's what I said. That's what I said, because at the end of the day, bro, you did not negotiate what you wanted.
You don't get what you deserve. You get what you negotiate.
You get. That's it.
You gotta ask for it.
Well, I just think that. Who said that?
No, it's. I don't know the philosopher. But it's an old quote.
I just think that's what I was trying to just say, bro.
That
you
one,
don't get what you deserve. You get what you negotiate.
And then the oldest just closed mouth don't get fed,
bro. It's just like goddamn. It's just like a female. Bitch, if you ain't tell me you need to eat $500, how I supposed to just dig in my pocket and give you $500? You finna let you run out of gas.
Closed mouth not gonna get fed.
You know what I'm saying? Like real shit, man. Like, but that's why I say coming from where we come from, not even the street, just black people, period. Like, we try to do so much shit out of our heart thinking that, okay, since I love this person, they love me the same. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, and everybody, we all talking that we talk, we.
Mm.
But we mean, okay, I'm getting mine, you better get yours, and then we gonna ball.
Mm.
Not goddamn, you see what I'm saying? Niggas be looking at it different, bro.
Because
some people are not leaders, some people are just for themselves.
Mm.
But there's nothing wrong with that either.
It's different type of people.
There's nothing wrong with that either, bro. There's nothing, like, I had to come to grips with that. Like, there's nothing wrong with a person. Because you never know what they got going on outside of you and, you know what I'm saying, what y'all do. You never know what this person got going on with their family, what they got to do with their money, with their bitch. You never know if they bitch taking their money. Mm. You don't know.
Mm.
So you hanging around a motherfucker every day expecting and thinking, ain't nothing in no contract, no nothing, thinking that, okay, we about to get money together. And this dude done made him 10, 15, 20 million, and you still got them, ain't even got 100,000. That means you supposed to learn along the way the people, you know what I'm saying? You supposed to, because you still gain something by being like, I'm saying like these rap artists or musicians or DJs, you still going to learn. Mm-hmm. That's on you if you got your mouth closed. Okay, if, let's say Vince, you start rapping today, big man, and I'm your manager. I'm following you around. Okay, all these people that I got, it's easy for me to make another you. Because I got the same, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I took the, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So how can I be mad at you because you still gave me a chance to get out there with you? Mm-hmm. That could have been your, that could have been his whole, you know what I'm saying?
Look, everybody top five on Forbes, that's how I started. Look at their story. Diddy used to work for Harrell, like he used to work for some other people, damn near nothing, and then he Andre got the Harrell. Knowledge. Yeah, he got the knowledge.
That ain't work for him.
Exactly.
Exactly, man. That's how this shit go, bro. Like, man, this shit is all business, bro. Like, ain't no feelings in this shit. It don't matter who real, who fake, who gay, who straight. None of that shit matters, bro. Don't nothing matter but them hits and connections, bro. Mm-hmm. That's it. Don't none of that other shit matter. You can sit back and be bitter all you want. So I be seeing a lot of niggas on Instagram and shit just bitter. Niggas I know, like, rap niggas that were just cool, like you was cool, bro. Mm. You know what I'm saying? But you just bitter now, like ain't nobody fuck with me or this or that or this, bro. That shit is holding you back more.
Everybody get their shot.
That shit holding you back more, though.
But everybody get their shot, especially around this city. A lot of people got to realize and be honest and know that they got their shot.
Yes.
Now, what you do with your shot is on you. You got to think back if you rapping and you got to think back to what you was doing when you had your shot.
Exactly. How was you treating people too, though?
Right. How was you grinding? Was you working? Or was you on some bullshit?
Yeah, or was you on some party shit?
On some party shit. And how did you treat people is the biggest thing. Because these the same people you got to see
on
your way back
down. You
got to
see on your way back down, bro. How did you treat people? Like, bro, like that's just a gift of mine. Like, I don't give a damn music. Goddamn. Anything, I don't give a fuck where I'm at, bro. Like, I'm going to treat everybody with the utmost unless you treat me different, bro. Like, that's just how it go. Mm-hmm. He could be a bum. Nigga be like, come on, man. The hell you still out of talking to that man. I really want to know, like, bro, how the fuck you even get to be this? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, like, I'm trying to say some shit that might shake a nigga back damn near, bro. Because I done seen people go from nothing to something, bro. Like, everybody. Mm-hmm. Then none of us have shit. Nobody got shit that I know. Mm-hmm. None of us come from shit. So it's like anybody can do this shit, bro. Mm-hmm. Anybody can do whatever the fuck they want to do, bro, as long as your heart pure. You know, I used to drop the black hearts on my Instagram all the time.
Yeah.
I stopped that 2020. I'm dropping white hearts, man. My shit pure, bro.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? Like real shit. My shit pure, bro. I'm not taking in no type of bullshit. I don't care about that shit, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Real shit. Screen that's on the way. Man, niggas with them billionaires ain't thinking about no motherfucker.
They not thinking about none of that.
Thinking about none of that deep heart shit. None of that little boy shit,
none
bro.
None of that little money shit. That's real, man. Hey, Big Facts Pod. Big Facts Pod. Y'all follow us on the Twitter, on the Instagram. This is episode 2, man. We appreciate everybody showing so much love. We got off them planes from them vacations. It was crazy.
Yeah,
you
man.
You know what I'm saying? So we got some big shit lined up for y'all.
Man, but we going to keep coming back popping shit with y'all. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Big shots out to Otter. We going to bring some big people on here. Y'all just be patient. But when y'all get used to me in stream, man, because we going to talk some real shit for y'all every time.
Every time. And y'all again can hit us Big Facts Pod. If it's something y'all want to ask us, if something y'all want to know, of course, we answer young nigga questions. We're asking real nigga questions, all the questions. And we are officially now on every podcast, everything. Apple, iHeart,
yes,
Google,
Sursky,
Deezer, Caster, whatever, wherever you listen to podcasts, damn it, we
there. How we get our shit on the front page, man?
Page. Now we're going to keep them negotiations going. Hit some of
how
your,
what we need to put our face
rich
on?
Friends.
What they got to do?
Make the call.
Who? Who they need to call?
Tell Pluto make the call.
Who we need to call?
Apple. Hey, Apple, can y'all put that on the front page?
I got Larry Jackson's number. I call him myself.
You got Larry Jackson's number?
Yeah, yeah. I'm finna tell him to bug. That's who we bug? Shit, tell me who the bug.
I'm booking my flight.
Tell me who the bug, man. Let me, matter of fact, let me call. Hold on.
Larry Jackson. He got Larry Jackson's number. We in here sweating. No, but we got to work because it's a job. We got to grind it from the bottom up.
Oh, nah, for
call
sure.
Call Larry Jackson, then call Larry Jackson.
Oh, nah, we going to call him.
Okay, for sure.
We're going to, because I was supposed to have been doing the FBG radio for Future. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But that's who I met up with. First, Mike Will took me over to meet Larry. Mm. Shouts out to Mike Will. Then I went to the nigga house and everything. Cool dude. Mm. Then Ebony took me back up there to do the free band radio. Just never went through. You know what I'm saying? Mm.
All right, well,
Larry know me. We finna call him.
Oh, that's great news to start the tour. You just made my day.
For real shit.
We tapped in with Larry Jackson. All right, we on all podcast platforms. Episode 3 next week, same time and all that. Salute, man. You know what it is, DJ Scream, Big Bank, Big Facts.
Yes, sir. Swear to tell the truth and nothing but the truth, so help me, G-O-D.